It's the Lunch Show with Chad Summers. Fasten your seatbelts for the greatest radio show in the world, ever. And now, the host of the Lunch Show, Chad Summers.
All right. Welcome to the Lunch Show, everybody. My name's Chad Summers. I'm your host. Today is February 7th, 2025. Already almost mid-February. Unbelievable. Let's jump right into the birthdays on this Friday. Beautiful Friday where I am. It's in the 70s. Chris Rock, 60. He's the one who got bitch slapped by Will Smith at the Oscars a few years ago. Heard he got a big payday, though. I mean, that was pretty embarrassing, really. It was actually more embarrassing for Will Smith, wasn't it? But something like 30 million, maybe 30 or 40 million. That's a pretty good payday. Ashton Kutcher, 46, and Chris Gaines, 62, also known as Garth Brooks. Also on this day in history, 2013, Mississippi became the last state to abolish slavery. I don't think that means they had slaves up to that point, but 1940, animated film Pinocchio had its world premiere back when Disney was awesome. In 1974, great year, Grenada gained its independence from the UK. All right, let's just jump right into the news in no particular order. This one from Fox. Largest shark ever tagged by research group swimming off the Florida coast. This research group is called OSearch, and they've been doing this a while now. They tagged a massive great white off the coast of North Carolina. My home beach town, whatever. And it's just like a mile off the beach, and this thing was 16 feet long. This one here is 13.8 feet, but it looks like it might have been heavier than Mary Lee was her name, actually. Female great white. But yeah, this was caught and tagged down near the Georgia-Florida border where I used to surf. Good to know. I live down in Jacksonville, and it's right in that area. And I got to tell you, that area is teeming with sharks. I'm not kidding. And just down the beach, even a little bit at Daytona. Daytona is like the shark attack capital of the world, literally. Like the most shark attacks happen in Daytona. They spotted this thing most recently swimming in the Gulf Stream. Well, the Gulf Stream, you know, in Jacksonville, it's quite a ways off the beach, but down in South Florida, it runs right along the beach. So, you know, where was this spotted off the Florida coast is what we want to know. All right, here's one from Newsmax. FCC investigates Soros-backed radio station for reporting ICE movements. That sounds like a Soros thing to do, in all honesty. He is a certainly a globalist, one world order fella. But yeah, here's another one from Newsmax. Alaska. Oh, this is not good. Alaska search underway for plane carrying 10. The article went on to say that this is the third in just 8 days, the third major aircraft problem, accident or whatever, tragedy. Here's one from Reuters. Key safety system off in Army helicopter that collided with American Airlines jet, Senator says. Well, that senator was Ted Cruz. He also said it had a transponder, so it was appearing on radar. But I guess this system called the ADS-B is more accurate. So Cruz went on to say that there was no reason for the ADS-B system to be turned off. So I don't know. We'll keep following that for sure. In all honesty, though, as long as we're flying people around in man-made craft, in the numbers we are, in any number, as long as we're doing that, there's going to be accidents. But we have a great track record, great safety record, actually. It's been like 16 years or something. So, yeah, that really is terrible. And that other crash, and I think it was Jersey, was awful too. We'll see. We'll follow this Alaskan thing pretty closely. All right, here's one from CNN. How a cow fart vaccine could help tackle climate change. All right, let's just keep injecting stuff into our food. Here's one from 2Fab. Actually, via TMZ. Hollywood producer found guilty of red rum and rapé after woman dumped outside LA hospitals. Gosh dang. You know, this guy, he was acting. He was not a producer whatsoever, and he was acting like one and obviously mislead these women. And I guess he assaulted 7 women and then red rummed 2 of them. So they're going to sentence him in March. What a scumbag. Here's one from Fox. California plans to continue allowing trans athletes to compete in girls' sports despite Trump executive order. Yeah, that's not going to go over well, in all honesty. And I really don't know how you handle that situation. I'm not an expert in those areas. But not good. And I'm not shocked either. It's a freak show over there quite a bit. That leaves us with one story left, folks. And it's always good here at the Lunch Show because that's just how we roll. It always has been since the first episode. We had good news at the end of the story, at the end of the show. So must continue. But before we do that, I just want to say subscribe to the show. Send me an email, comment in comments, and click notifications. You know all those things. You know what to do. All right, this one is from Good News Network. 10-year-old, this is amazing. These are the good parts of technology right here. You know, I'm not a big fan of technology in a lot of ways, but this is good stuff here. 10-year-old deaf girl is blown away with new caption glasses that let her see spoken words. You know, I'm not deaf, fortunately, knock on wood. But if I was, I would want some of these glasses because I know how to read. That would just be ideal. Can you imagine how much easier and relieving that would be to wear a pair of glasses and everything, whoever you're talking to, everything they say prints right across your glasses like a computer screen. Insane. That is so badass. All right, folks, that's good news right there. I don't care what you say. We're going to call that the episode. Hope you all have an awesome weekend, a safe one. And, you know, don't be out drinking and driving. Drink at home or drink at a friend's house. Get a ride. All right, we are out of here. Keep pressing on in your life. And peace out.
All right, folks, that's it for the Lunch Show today. Don't forget to come back every Tuesday and Friday for new episodes. And don't forget to like, share, tweet, subscribe, friend, listen, email, and tell your friends and family about us. We need every single one of y'all. Thank you in advance for your support, and I hope y'all have an awesome day.
You just listened to the Lunch Show.